Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Thank Him. Praise Him. I had a great weekend. I golfed all weekend, which was just fantastic. But I was just, I'm just so thankful. I know that the world is ridiculous right now. It's very, very easy to slip into that fear, the fear of the unknown, the fear of what's going to happen. I mean, there's so much that can go down, the fear of finances, but you're not to fear. I think in the Word, there's like 365 places, weird, first 365 days, but 365 places in the Word that talk about not to fear. You are not to fear. Be not anxious for one thing, but by all things through prayers and supplications, our prayers to God, and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, let your specific requests be declared unto God, and that peace surpassing understanding will guard and fortify your heart. If you're going through something, pray about it all the time. If you lose your keys, you pray about it. It's the little things, man. It's the little things. I've been on this whole deal because of my back and because of my heart. I've just been, I don't know, almost in an old mindset where I feel like I'm getting older, but really I'm still young. And to get out of that, I'm just praying like, God, you got to make my body feel youthful again in my mind. Get my mind back to where I'm not complaining about how old I am, because I do enjoy the age. I do enjoy having a mind, having it a little bit more than you do, more experience. How about that? Than when you're younger, there is a joy in that. You can pray about anything you want to, and He will come through. I was reading this morning. Now, I'm just going to kind of read because I picked up the English Standard. Usually, I read the King James because of its accuracy, but the English Standard, I don't know. It's nice. I read this morning. If you go to chapter 2 of Colossians, it says, "For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all those who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments, for though I am absent in body, yet am I with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ." I just love to reach all the riches of the full assurance of understanding and having the experiential knowledge that Christ is Christ. Christ is the Messiah. Verse 6, "Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." Walk in Him. Walk in Him. Walk in Him is set your course of life, knowing that you have Christ as Christ. You are freed from the law. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage. You have freedom. You have the Holy Spirit, which is that power from on high that reconnects us to God. That Holy Spirit teaches you the Word. That Holy Spirit works with you and walks with you and talks with you. You have access to having a relationship with God, a relationship with His Son. You have a company of angels around you. This life is nothing. It's just hard to keep your mind focused on the things that are important. I'm going to jump down. It talks about how you're not to be led away with vain philosophy and empty deceit, which people do. If you jump down to verse 13, "And you who were dead in your trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with Him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This He set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and the authorities, put them to shame by triumphing over them in him. There is no rule over you as far as whether or not you're going to heaven or hell based on your acts. That's what's so beautiful about Christ Jesus. It is over. Christ died that you don't have a record with God. And he doesn't look at the trespasses and start judging you. You are freed from that. And it's a miracle, and people waited generations and you have it. Regardless of how bad it is out there, regardless of what's going on, you are a son of God. Stand in it. Be led by the Spirit. Ask God the path. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall absolutely direct your path. Ask God. Be blessed today. Have a beautiful day. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, you and your family today. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything you do for us and how you do it. I pray for just everything that's going on for the wedding next month, that you just kind of give me the words and that we can work out the things that need to get worked out before then. I thank you again for just my family and for the people you've surrounded me with. I thank you for the time off and for the ability to have that. I pray for our employees that you just take care of them and bless them. I know that there's a couple things there that a few of them are struggling with, that you just take care of that. And again, I just thank you for the moments of my life and the moments of your believers, that you just put a hedge of protection around them. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.